Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Get to have an extended segment here on the program with our good friend, the managing director of Breitbart, Texas, Brandon Darby. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, you're at CPAC right now. We're hearing a lot of buzz this morning about Rick Perry's speech. You know, apparently people loved Perry's speech. What are some of the speakers that you've seen or panelists that you've seen that you've been impressed with at CPAC?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because actually Breitbart News is doing a program across the street called The Uninvited, and it's for the second year in a row that our company's done this. And what we do is we have the issues that we feel CPAC should be covering, and that I think most conservatives feel CPAC should be covering, but they're not. For instance, CPAC really didn't make any way for any pro-life groups this year.
Yeah,
they also don't address issues, really address issues of national security as much, and they don't address issues of Islamic terrorism as much as we feel they should. And we, I guess, felt that that was, and feel, as I think a lot of people do, that that's it's a saddening thing when the most conservative group, action group in the country, begins to back away from issues that are not politically correct.
You know, the pro-life panel that made quite a big wave nationally as a national story, that they were staying away from that panel. Why do you think they wanted to stay away from these issues? Is it political correctness? Are they not wanting to rock the boat too much? I mean, with some of their speakers, you would think they wouldn't be too worried about rocking the boat.
Right, but the issue that happens, and you know this is the same thing that we saw with McCain and with Romney. There tends to be a desire to appease and to get along, and that's, you know, the issue is that the conservative voters don't turn out to vote when you don't stand for principles.
Mm.
If you don't stand for principles, then they don't turn out to vote, and that's what it is. So we have an issue where there's a number of senior people, and now keep in mind, these are the senior people in the Republican Party or on the conservative movement who have been the senior people through the loss with McCain and have stayed the senior people through the loss with Romney. Who continue to make decisions and have influence over where conservatives put their attention. So, like I say it again, when you don't stand up for values, people don't turn out to vote. If you think people, you're going to get Democrats to vote for you, you're probably wrong. It's probably not going to happen. We have enough numbers. It's just like, look at the situation in Texas. We have the numbers of conservatives, and you have battleground Texas. This is something we've hit really hard on Breitbart, Texas. Is you have battleground Texas, and they're like, yeah, the majority of the state is conservative, but they don't come out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could just get 5% more per county of Democrats, even though there's fewer Democrats to come out and vote, we're going to turn the state blue, because conservatives just don't turn out to vote. They just don't get involved, you know. But you got to keep in mind, we're not the side where people are sitting there smoking bongs and waking up at noon and getting on the internet all day to write bad comments about people. We're the side where people have jobs and we have families and we value family. And so we're getting in the evening. We have a lot less time to devote to these issues. And not everyone on the left, but a lot of people in the Democratic Party and on the left, I think in their grassroots, I think that summarizes them well. So the issue is really that we just can't inspire our people, and we have a GOP, and we have people in leadership who believe that taking the safe road rather than inspiring the people is the way to go, even though it keeps failing over and over.
Yeah. Visiting with Brandon Darby, Breitbart, Texas, and what you mentioned about standing up for principles, that's something that obviously Ted Cruz spoke of. That, you know, there was a story and a link on Breitbart, Texas about Cruz's speech where he was talking about you have to fight for values. You have to fight for your principles. You can't just stand to the side and hope not to rock the boat any. And then a couple of speakers later, you see someone like Chris Christie, who sort of had an opposite message, that, well, we don't want to rock the boat too much, but we still want to get our message out there. I mean, he didn't want to go as far as what Ted Cruz was going. And then on the same day, of course, Mitch McConnell speaks, which just kind of threw everyone for a loop. So there is that divide within
the
Republican.
That's the Mitch McConnellization of the Republican Party, you know, it's the John McCain. And like I said, a lot of people get very critical of John McCain. I will never get critical of John McCain without first mentioning, you know, thank him for his service to our country that he did during the war, mm-hmm. and for his service in the military. But no thank you for John McCain's attitude on appeasing the left. You know, you got to remember, these are people who literally see conservatives and Republicans and Christians, and these are people who literally dehumanize us to the point that we are nothing more than rich, racist white people who want to shoot guns, be adolescent boys, and oppress women. I mean, these are people who are in an all-out war on everything that we believe in and that we want in this world. Everything we hold dear, everything our founding fathers held dear. This is what we're dealing with. So appeasing someone who feels that way about you isn't really anyone who's been in a divorce could probably tell you, and I haven't been, but anyone who has been in a divorce could probably tell you, like, if one party is dead and determined to take everything you have and to cut your throat, and you're going there trying to be sweet, thinking that if you're just nice enough this time, it hasn't worked for the last, you know, two presidential elections, but if you're just nice enough this time, maybe they'll finally stop being so mean to you. Everyone knows that just doesn't work. It's just not a tenable situation. You know, we as conservatives, we acknowledge human nature. You know, that's why we don't want to get rid of our military. That's why we believe that we should have firearms, is because we acknowledge the reality of human nature and what it's done over historically, what the historical precedent is for what human beings did.
Yeah.
You know? And so our enemies, and they are our enemies, people can say all they want, like, I'll not say my fellow Americans are enemies. Well, they say you are, you know, and they're acting as though you are. And so our enemies in this political process, they are out for blood, and they are out to turn our state into another Detroit or California. They say it very overtly, and we just can't have it.
Brandon, let me ask you before we have about 3 minutes or so before we have to wrap up. Let me get your thoughts. I know Breitbart, Texas, covered extensively the primary elections. A story that was quite interesting, and I know y'all covered it, was Wendy Davis losing a handful of counties in the state of Texas. Now, she's brushing it off, saying, it's not a big deal. It's early on in the primary process. She didn't even break 80% statewide in support, whereas Greg Abbott obviously was in the 90s. Is that a big deal? Is that something that, you know, if you're the Republicans, if you're Greg Abbott, maybe you're smiling about right now?
Well, I think Greg Abbott's smiling, but I think he can't underestimate the enemy that he's dealing with. But he's definitely smiling, and the issue that we really focused on, that really had made national news, was we looked at some data, and we realized that the border counties that are all, like, mostly Hispanic, and they're all very Democrat, very blue. Mm-hmm. Half of the border counties didn't vote for Wendy Davis. Half of them picked the Democrat pro-life candidate. You know, that's a significant factor. That is a significant deal. So other than the issue of immigration and a few issues with entitlement, what that shows and what that indicates is that the strongest Hispanic communities, you know, they are actually more aligned with conservative values, is mm-hmm. what it is. They're more aligned. They're not, and it's like the candidate said, it was actually, I think, in the Lubbock Avalanche Journal where he was interviewed that we quoted from, where the other candidate who received the votes and won instead of Davis said she is the abortion candidate.
Yeah.
You know, people who are Catholic, people of faith, are not going to vote for an abortion candidate. So I think that if we get into a situation where it's Wendy Davis versus if it's the abortion candidate, and when we say abortion candidate, let's not let your listeners be confused. We're not talking about someone who's pro-choice. We're talking about someone who stood and got famous advocating for abortions after 20 weeks.
Right.
You know, after 20 weeks. So if you go to the expecting mother, what to expect when you're expecting, take a non-political source and look at what goes on at 20 weeks. You know, that this is how this woman got famous. So she is not just a pro-choice candidate. She is the pro late term abortion candidate, and that's vile. You know, that's just vile. So I have a hard time believing that Hispanics in the Valley with their conservative values are going to vote for someone who advocates for that.
Yeah. Brandon Darby, Managing Director, Breitbart, Texas. Appreciate you coming on with us. Even though you're out of town, we'll get you back in studio soon, okay?
Hey, thanks, Chad.
Have a good weekend.
You as well.
That's Brandon Darby.